Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, my friends. You know, I had a comment on one of my recent videos that told me I wasn't red pill enough. And you know what? I think you might be right. I think I've been getting soft on y'all. So you know what I decided to do for you today? I decided, you know what? I've been out and about. I got a drink. I got some lunch. And I thought to myself, you know what, I already did my show today, talking about how marriage sets men back, but you know what I didn't do, and I think I should do? I should look at the news, because, you know, we talk about people, politics, and popular culture on the show, and I focus a little too much on the people and the popular culture aspect, and I don't talk enough about politics, and I don't talk enough about how seeing things how they actually are, and so you know what, I'm gonna look at the news. So, I'm on Apple News. The day is June 6th. Let's look at the news. Number one, Biden and Macron use D-Day events to emphasize support for Ukraine. Oh, God. Oh, in other words, let's give Mr. Zelensky more money. You said, I gave you an Abram tank, but now I'm going to give you a nuclear bomb. I want atom bomb, and then after atom bomb, I want hydrogen bomb, and then hydrogen, after hydrogen bomb, I want biological, I want Agent Orange. I mean, for God's sakes, this proxy war in Ukraine, in my estimation, against Russia, it should have stopped a long time ago. It started when I was in the Air Force. I remember that day. I was still in the Air Force. They put us on alert. We didn't know nuclear war was going to break out. So we said, all right, put yourself on standby. We don't know if we're going to get called in to turn the keys. No one knew what was going to happen. So now, my friends, We need to send them more money. It's not good enough that we're stacking up, giving them hundreds of, in my estimation, billions of dollars. Oh no, we don't want 100 billion. We want $1 trillion. In other words, now we want to give them more money because there's not enough inflation. There's not enough people. Not enough dang Russians dying. We need more. We need more Russian graves. In other words, outrage shrouds Ukraine as Russian strikes on power plants take their tolls. Anybody who knows anything about Russian history knows that the only people to beat the Russians in winter was, wait for it, the Mongols. Everybody else who has fought against Russia almost without fail has failed miserably. Ask the Nazis, ask the Chinese, ask Napoleon. Ask anybody. I don't understand why we're still giving these people money. What else do we have here? Judge orders Steve Bannon to report to prison on July 1st for contempt of Congress sentence. Steve Bannon, again, he's a fossil. Who cares about Steve Bannon? The guy in my estimation is an alcoholic. He's over the hill. Who cares about him? What else we got here? Israeli strike on UN school kills dozens in Gaza. In other words, the Jews are always wrong. You know what I've never understood, my friends? I go on Twitter a lot. Arguably, I like Twitter too much. But when I go on Twitter, I see people talking about how the election in Mexico with that woman who's being elected, who's allegedly a Jew. Let me tell you something. As a guy who is of Jewish descent, when people talk about, oh, Jews own everything, oh, the whole world is run by Israel, that's like watching The Sopranos and then saying that, oh, every Italian member is a member of the Mafia or knows somebody in the Mafia. Or, saying that every black guy is a gang member or knows a gang member. I mean, the whole thing is absurd. Are there Jews who have a lot of money and who use that money to fuel campaigns and fuel things? Yes, of course there are. Of course there are. But does that mean that every person who's of Jewish heritage is like that? I mean, if you look at Larry David, you might think that. I mean, that guy is a Shonda to his family name, in my estimation. That bum, that mook Larry David. He makes Jews look like the Stefan Fetchit of the African American community, in my estimation. But you know what? You know what? It might go over people's head. Let's keep going. Oh, Sandy Hook survivors. You know what I hear Sandy Hook? I think of Alex Jones. Has anybody seen what happened to Alex Jones? Look, I don't know a lot about Alex Jones. I don't really watch him. He's known for his classic memes and sound bites of turning the frogs gay and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you, the FBI raiding Alex Jones in his studio and seeing him cry on air, it broke my heart. You mean to tell me that he's more crooked than Joe Biden and it is a crime family in my estimation? You know how many pictures there are of Hunter Biden being with underage girls in my opinion and what I've seen? I'm not Look, before the government, before the FBI, if there's anybody from the FBI listening though on my phone, because I know how Prism works and all that kind of stuff, anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, look up the Edward Snowden case, where he talks about back in 2008, I think it was, or 2010, where he's talking about how the government spies on everybody. Oh yeah, your friend Obama, during his reign of terror, well, the biggest surveillance state in the history of the world. Do you really think that's gone? No, I don't think so. So when I think of guys like Alex Jones and Donald Trump going to prison, when guys like Joe Biden, who got checks from China, allegedly gets checks from China and puts his son on a board of a Ukraine company when he has no background, when he's a vice president of the United States, you want to sit here and tell me there's no foul play there? Get the hell out of here with that. That's garbage. What else do we have here? World Cup. I don't understand the fascination with the World Cup. USA stuns Pakistan in Cricket World Cup, one of the biggest upsets in sports history. You know, I don't understand people who love sports to death. The modern day athletes are gladiators of the modern day. Look back at gladiators in ancient Rome. I mean, they're the gladiators of the modern day. Overpaid, sex icons. Look at the women they marry, for God's sakes. Most of them marry bimbos or dummies who end up taking them to the divorce court and divorce raping them to kingdom come. What's this now? Oh, that's right. I still have my local news set to the Bay Area in California because I was there. UC Berkeley can build student housing. Like, I give a dang about UC Berkeley. That bad. We've gone from people like, great minds like Oppenheimer to the corrupt communist bums in one generation, and it makes me sick. We've gone from Oppenheimer to who has the best looking boyfriend at UC Berkeley. Unbelievable to me. What else we got here? We got People Magazine. Teenager leaves parent on Caribbean island to get back on cruise? What? In other words, a teenager leaves the parents on the island to get back on the cruise. Goes to show you what the young people are doing today. No regard for elders. They don't care about their parents as long as they're not. Give me money or they don't care about them in plain English. What else do we have? Shark spits out land-loving creature in front of shocked scientists. Oh, it's a shock that sharks eat living things? Wow, that's crazy. Ukraine. We already talked about Ukraine. Prince William gives update on Kate Middleton's health. Who cares about the royal family? I know there's a series on Netflix about the royal family, like the Charlotte, Queen Charlotte or whatever. Who the hell cares about these royal pricks? One of the richest families on the planet. Who cares about these people? Everybody just wishes they were. Everybody suddenly has a royal background. You look at everybody takes like the 23andMe test, and then they're related to some chieftain or a prince or something. It's stupid. I don't understand this. Who cares about these people? Other than widow wives are like age 50 to 9 to 80. Who cares about these people? Vanna White bids farewell to Pat Sajak on the eve of his final show. You gotta give them credit. They were American icons. They've been going doing this for a year, for decades now. You gotta give them credit. Exclusive ABC News. Biden tells. Oh, God. He wouldn't pardon Hunter Biden, says Trump got fair trial. Oh, of course. Oh, you mean to tell me people in the Biden administration. You mean to tell me that Biden would say that Trump got an unfair trial? Let me tell you something. If this was happening in any other Western country, people would be screaming, "Oh, he's putting his political opponent in jail. Oh, it's evil. It's horrible. We need an investigation." Where's the investigation now? Nowhere. Why? Because they don't want him in jail. He's about the same as Abe Lincoln with putting his political opponents in prison. Oh, you didn't know that about Old Honest Abe, did you? Abraham Lincoln was closer to a fascist than any other president in American history. Oh, but I know he had the Civil War, so he can get away with whatever he wants, I get it. Putin's existential problem, not enough Russians. No kidding. You mean to tell me with all the World War II graves that are around the world that they haven't recovered from, mixed in with the boondoggle that this war has become for them, thanks to the proxy war that America's fighting using Ukraine as a boogeyman in the front? You mean to tell me that Russians are dying? No kidding. It's disgusting, by the way. I don't celebrate this like the armchair warriors in America. I don't celebrate this. This is not a good. This is not good. Death is never a good thing. The U.S. tests Putin's nuclear threats to Ukraine. Oh, that's great. All I need is to live in Fallout. Unbelievable to me. All I need is for all the rich to go in a bunker like the Fallout game. First fatal black bear attack in California history confirmed. What did some stoner go hiking and get hit by a bear? Does this tie into the whole trend on Twitter about women choosing bears over men? Maybe she went up to the bear thinking the bear was going to be better than her husband and then got killed. I don't know. Let's see. California, the San Francisco Chronicle, a rag. A communist rag. Let's see, what else we have here? Washington Post, a year of record global heating. Oh, is Al Gore back? Talking about, is the Green Mafia back with the global warming scam? In my opinion, oh yeah. You know how much money there is in The Sopranos, one of my favorite shows I've been watching recently. They bust out a sporting goods store after this guy goes under from a poker game to Tony Soprano. All you gotta do is look at how much money these people are making in energy contracts with the federal government. That's how Elon Musk got started, in my estimation, as well, with the electrical stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, what else do we have? Pregnant woman wakes on morning of her C-section to find her partner deceased in his sleep. I don't like the term partner. The partner thing stems from the rainbow community, and I don't like it. I think it's an actual attempt to destroy relationships in America. I don't care about some ransom case. What do I care about that? Don't blame Israel first, an opinion article. Okay, good. At least we have somebody who's not just bashing on Jews. It's unbelievable to me how fashionable that's become. It makes me sick. Five nations elected to United Nations Security Council. Oh, boy. I'll click on this. Who do they have joining it? They elected Denmark, Greece, Pakistan, Panama, and Somalia to the 15-member UN Security Council for two-year terms starting on the 1st of January of this coming year of 2025. Pakistan? Do people even know the history of Pakistan anymore? The history of Pakistan was during the days of Gandhi, the so-called most peaceful man in world history. Gandhi and the Hindus had such a problem with the Muslims because the Muslims were being so violent, from my reading of it. They literally kicked them out of the country and they created Pakistan. They gave them a piece of India, which is now known as Pakistan. And they have nuclear weapons. Well, that's probably why they're on the Security Council. They will replace Ecuador, Japan, Malta, Switzerland, and Mozambique. Oh, great. What do I care about the UN? The UN is a bunch of silk-shirted bums, as far as I'm concerned. The UN is basically paid for by the countries that have the most money, which is usually the United States, who foots most of the bill. And there's nothing actually... What has the UN actually done to stop slavery? Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know, the UN's so-called peacekeepers have an extremely high rate of raping people in the countries they're sent to. Oh, yeah, but you didn't hear about that because the UN can't do anything wrong, apparently. Taliban publicly flogged 63 in Afghanistan, including women. You're shocked by this? The Taliban are a bunch of throwbacks. You mean to tell me a bunch of throwbacks are going to follow the actual Sharia law? Wow, that's crazy. I would have never have guessed. Deadly Israeli strike on UN school. We already talked about that. When's the last time you heard anybody talk about Hamas and how evil they are for starting all this? I haven't. It's only been about how bad Israel is. And they want to blame it on the right wing as if the right wing and all the anti-Semites. It's sickening. It's not true. All right, I think you get the picture. I've had enough of this garbage. My friends, this is what I do when I read the news. This is what I actually do. I figured I might record it. Because the news is sickening, quite frankly. What? No way. Hold on a second. This Fortnite island is the latest climate change battleground? Oh, so now we're even finding climate change on a video game. Oh my god, I can't take it anymore. Alright, last thing. A polling do-over finds Trump's lead shrank after guilty verdict. No, it was the opposite. He broke his financial... He broke records on his campaign funding that night. He broke every record and shattered it out of the water after he was declared guilty. He broke all the... He broke, according to my reading of it, he broke every record for campaign funding towards his campaign in 24 hours. Lie. That's not what happened. Fact check. Biden, it says, Trump falsely claims Democratic states are passing laws allowing babies to be executed after birth. Oh, it's CNN. You know they gotta talk about Trump, otherwise they'd lose all their money entirely. My friends, this is what I talk about on the news. If you like this show, and you want me to do more of it, let me know. Because I do this every day. So I figured I might as well record one of them to show you guys how I actually know what's going on. My friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know if you like it. And I look forward to talking to you all and hearing more. Peace.